奉主耶稣圣名跟大家一起来分享圣经的道理。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I would like to share some biblical sermons with you.
今天早上这个机会来谈一谈陪伴与安慰。
Today my topic is compassion and comfort.
我们在读约伯记，今天读第二十五章，基本上就是他的三个朋友讲话结束了。
So today we're reading Job 25, and it talks about how his friend, his conversation has ended.
25章是约伯的朋友比勒达他第三次发言。
25 is Job's friend Bilhah, and this is his third response to Job.
那他讲完之后，第三个朋友说法就没有再说话。
And after he finished, there's no one, none of the other friends talked.
因为通常约伯记里面的对话都是一个朋友讲完之后，约伯就会回应。
In this chapter, what happens is Job's friend would talk, and his friend would talk, and Job would respond.
因为这三个朋友，他们听到约伯受苦，他们就从远处要来安慰他。
Job's three friends had heard how Job was suffering, so they came from afar to visit him.
那这个安慰就跟说话有关系。
And comfort is using their words.
那他们其实要来陪伴约伯的。
Actually, they were there to be with Job.
他们目标也是要来安慰约伯的苦。
And their goal was also to comfort him in his suffering.
那结果他们就说了很多话。
So they said lots of words.
他们说完话之后，约伯就回应他们的话。
And after they say a lot of words, Job would respond to their words.
那这样就这样子来来回回有三个回合。
So you see that there were three of this back and forth, back and forth.
那到第二十五章这个比勒达他讲了非常简单的一段信息而已。
So Bilhah in 25 said a short.Short paragraph.
他基本上是讲神的作为。
He's talking about the dominion and the belongings to God.
基本上讲到我们人在神面前是何等的卑微。
And how humble we are in the front of God, in front of God.
因为经过了这一段的对话之后，比勒达基本上已经不知道要讲什么来安慰约伯了。
Because to this point, Bilhah did not know what else to say to comfort Job.
结果他一讲完之后，约伯就从二十六章一直讲到三十一章。
But after he replied, Job responded from 26 all the way to 31.
那到三十一章讲完之后，约伯的话也讲完了。
And after chapter 31, Job finished his words.
那结果那个第三个朋友说法就不需要再说什么，没有话说了。
And there was nothing more for Bilhah to say.
所以第三回合基本上大部分都是约伯在讲话。
So you see, for the most part in this conversation, Job was talking.
那我们要从这三个朋友他们跟约伯的这样的一个对话，跟他们所要安慰约伯的这样一个美好的心，到最后却导致一个非常让约伯很痛苦的结局，来学到一些教训。
So we could learn a few teachings from this friend who had started with a heart of compassion and a goal of comforting Job, but who ended up adding to Job's suffering.
我们如果一开始看第二章，
if we start from chapter 2,
他们第二章的第十一节，这三个朋友他们最开始的用意是这样子的。
Verse 11, this is original goal of Job's friends.
他们个人哦，听到了约伯有这些灾祸。他们从本处，就是他们自己的家，又约会同来，为他悲伤，要安慰他的。
So when these three friends heard about Job, they all came out from their local regions with their home, and they came to go and sympathize with him and comfort him.
第十二节就说他们看到约伯就大哭。
But verse 12 said when they saw him, they started crying loudly.
第十三节他们就陪着约伯七天七夜。就坐在地上也没有说什么话。
In verse 13, we see how they sat with Job for 7 days and 7 nights without saying a word.
因为他们看约伯极其痛苦。
Because they saw how great his suffering was.
好，那这七天七夜之后，第三章第一节此后接下来就是 约伯开口就咒诅自己的生日。
So after these 7 days and 7 nights, in chapter 3, Job opened his mouth and cursed the day of his birth.
因为这时候已经呈现出他的内心的愁苦。
This showed the suffering in his heart, in his inner heart.
因为他一直认为说，这样的状况已经生不如死。
Because he felt that it is better for me to die than to live in this condition.
好，那三个朋友他们听完约伯他咒诅生日之后，从最年长的以利法开始就说话了。
So after they heard Job cursing the day of his birth, then the oldest of the three friends, Eliphaz, started talking.
那以利法这个人应该是最年长，他应该是讲最多话的。
So Eliphaz is the oldest, and he supposedly should have the most words.
他一直用长辈的身份要约伯注意听。
He's using his status as the elderly to tell Job to listen to him.
因为他觉得他的年纪啊，应该是比他的，应该比约伯的，他自己认为说比约伯的父亲还老了。
Because based on his age, he was probably even older than Job's father.
他认为说他是白发人，他讲的话，约伯应该注意听的。
He felt that since he's a white-haired man, Job should be listening to his words.
你如果看第十五章那个以利法他第二次发言的时候。
So if you look at chapter 13, I mean 15, the second time that Eliphaz talked.
第十节。
Verse 10.
他说：“我们这里有白发的和年纪老迈的，比你父亲还老。”
The gray-haired and the aged are on our side, men even older than your father.
第十一节说。神用温和的话安慰你，你以为太小吗
？11. Are God's consolation not enough for you? Words spoken too gently?
你就看到说，其实比勒法他应该是年长没错，而且你看他这么，他年纪大，但他听到约伯这样的苦，他特地从老远的地方来安慰他。
So you see, Eliphaz was definitely an older man. And when he heard of Job's suffering, he came from afar to visit Job.
他现在第十一节，他是说神用温和的话安慰你，你以为太小。所以言下之意啊，就是他现在讲的话，其实就是从神来的安慰的话。
So when he was talking about God's consolation not enough for you in verse 11, he's trying to say that the words he's saying are from God.
因为我们从前读到后来，没有看到神有说什么话吗？
Because if you read from the beginning to up to now, God had not spoken any words.
在这个时候，以利法他很神相信说，他现在所讲出的话是神要他讲给约伯听的话语。
So you can see that Eliphaz truly believed that the words that he was speaking are the words that he felt God is talking to, giving to Job.
可是你看第十三、第十二节你的心为何将你逼去？你的眼为何冒出火星？为什么你生气了？
But then in verse 12, he's talking about why are you so angry?
第十三节说，使你的灵反对神，也任你的口发出这言语呢。
And so that you vent your rage against God and pour out such words from your mouth.
那你就看到说，这个时候，其实以利法他们，这个想要安慰约伯的心哦，透过他们的言语所表达出来的，已经让约伯，产生反效果了。但他们自己还不知道。
So you can see here that Eliphaz wanted to comfort Job with his words, but the words that coming out of his mouth has the opposite effect. But they did not even know this.
他们一直认为说他们所讲的话是从神来的。
They keep believing that the words they're speaking are from God.
那事实上也是没错，他们所讲的话是对的，可是在约伯身上就是不适合。
And the words they're speaking are true, but they're not right for Job.
可是他们要一直要约伯承认他的错。
But they wanted Job to confess his wrongdoing.
那个比勒达也是一样的想法。
And Abila had also had the same thought.
因为我们如果看他三个朋友呢，我们就从那个他们讲过的话去把它看一看就知道。
Because if you look at all the words they spoke, then you will know.
三个回合，这个以利法他讲的话就是第四章、第五章。
Eliphaz spoke in chapter 4 and 5.
那这第十五章，这第二次讲话。
And chapter 15.
那接下来就是第二十二章。
and 22.
这个都同一个人讲的话。
These are all the words from the same man.
如果我们把它看一看，他从第一次讲话，第二次讲话，第三次讲话，他给约伯讲的话，越讲越严厉，然后让约伯越来越痛苦。
So if you look at his words, it became more and more severe in the language and gave Job more and more pain.
那第二个朋友这个比勒达，他讲的话，第一次就在第八章。
And his second friend Bildad first spoke in chapter 8.
第八章他讲一章的话而已。
He only spoke a chapter of words.
接下去他所讲的话就是在第十八章。
And the next time he spoke was chapter 18.
那因为我们没有时间去一一的去对照他们讲，不过他们讲的话基本上都是一个逻辑而已，就是你犯罪，所以你会受苦，你要悔改。
So we don't really have time to go over everything they said, but generally their main concept is Job, you sinned and you must repent.
那比勒达第三次讲话就是第二十五章了。
So the third time that Bildad talked was in chapter 25.
那说法就是另外我们去看就知道。
And then what he said when we take a look, we will not know.
第三个朋友说法讲的最少。
The third friend he spoke the least.
说法是在第十一章第一次讲话。
Zophar, he spoke first in chapter 11.
因为他都是等到其他两个讲完，跟约伯对话完了，所以他第三个讲话，所以他就听了很多约伯讲过的话了。
So since he spoke last, he had heard of many of Job's responses.
你看第十一章这个说法，他第一次讲话的时候，他是这样说的。
You see how Zophar spoke the first time in chapter 11, verse 2.
这许多的言语岂不该回答吗？多言多嘴多舌人岂可称为义吗？
Are all these words to go unanswered? Is this talker to be vindicated?
好，那所以他现在，你再注意看第五节。
If you look closely at verse 5,
第四节。
Verse 4.
你说我的道理纯全，我在你眼前洁净，唯愿神说话，愿他开口攻击你。
4. You say to God, my beliefs are flawless and I'm pure in your sight. 5. Oh, how I wish that God would speak, that who will open his lips against you.
第六节，并将智慧的奥秘指示你，他有诸般的知识，所以当知道神追讨你，比你罪孽该得的还少。
And disclose to you the secrets of wisdom, for true wisdom has two sides. Know this, God has even forgotten some of your sin.
如果我们在受苦的时候，我们如果听到这样的话，你会有什么感受？
How would you feel if you're suffering and you hear these words?
意思是说你这样子还不够，你还不知道要感谢，你还一直在那边讲话。
Meaning that you do not know to be satisfied and to give thanks and you keep talking.
所以你看我们现在在看这个问题的时候，看约伯记里面的这些道理啊。
So if we look at the wisdom, the truth in Job.
他们到最后他们这个第一轮他们都讲完以后啊。约伯在第十三章讲出他的心声了。
After they have finished speaking, Job talked about his life in chapter 13.
第十三章的第四节。
Chapter 13, verse 4.
你们是编造谎言的，都是无用的医生，唯愿你们全然不作声，这就算为你们的智慧。
For you, however, smear with me with lies, you are worthless physicians, all of you.If you only to be altogether silent for you, that would be wisdom.
那这就是他们当时候所讲出的话，对约伯一点没有造就了。
So you can see that the words have no benefit to Job.
那第十六章约伯他这样说。
And in chapter 16, Job said.
第十六章的第二节。
Chapter 16, verse 2.
你们的话我听了许多，你们安慰人，反叫人愁烦。
I have heard many things like this. Miserable comforters are you all.
所以他们想要，他们其实大老远来陪伴约伯，想要安慰他。他们所讲出的话，最后让约伯觉得说，让他很愁烦，没有的一点效果都没有。
So they came from so far to comfort Job, but at the end, Job thought.More sorrowful, and it did not comfort him at all.
那到后来呢？那约伯甚至觉得他被羞辱了。
In fact, Job felt like he was being rebuked and despised.
第十九章，我们看约伯他的心。
Look at his heart that is described in 19.
十九章的第一节，约伯回答说：“第二节，你们教导我的心，用言语压碎我，要到几时呢？”
How long will you torment me and crush me with words?
啊，第三节说，你们这十次羞辱我，你们苦待我，啊，你们苦待我也不以为耻。
Ten times now you have reproached me shamelessly. You attacked me.
好，那其实他们一直 指出约伯的啊罪，要他承认。其实约伯自己知道说，啊，是神啊，这个一切作为都是从神来的。
They kept saying that Job sinned and he had to repent, but he knew that all these things were coming from God.
所以第六节，十九章的第六节说，你就该知道是神请护我，用网罗围绕我。
That is why he said in verse 6, then know that God has wronged me and drawn his net around me.
好，那我们看第二十一章。
Now let's look at chapter 21.
二十一章。
Chapter 21.
啊，这是约伯回答那个所法的话。
This was Job's response to Zophar.
因为二十章是所法的所讲的话。
For 20 was when Zophar was speaking.
那这是所法第二次也是最后一次发言。
And this was the last time that Zophar responded to Job.
那第二节，第二十一章第二节，你们要细听我的言语，就算你们安慰我。
Listen carefully to my words, verse 2. Let this be the consolation you give me.
好，所以其实约伯期待他的朋友能够倾听他就好了。
So you see that Job only wished for his friends to listen carefully to him.
第三十四节。
Chapter verse 34.
二十一章三十四节，你们对答的话中既多臭谬，怎么突然安慰我呢？
Chapter 21 verse 34. So how can you console me with your nonsense? Nothing is left of your answers but falsehood.
那就这个就让我们看到说，在这个说话当中，我们所想要表达的。如果是有错误，其实就达不到安慰的效果了。
So we see when we try to comfort someone, but the words we speak are wrong, then we would not reach our goal of comforting them.
哦，那所以现在就让我们看到安慰有许多做法，我们要掌握住的。
So there are several steps that we need to grasp when we're comforting someone.
因为要安慰，通常都要说话。
So first, when we comfort, usually we use our words.
那要说话以前，其实要先听。
But before we can use our words, we need to listen.
那会安慰人，事实上是因为他想要陪伴他。
We comfort someone because we want to be with them.
啊，所以在希伯来书第十章。
So if you look at Hebrews chapter 10,
这是古圣徒他们的一个很美好的就是他们的做法，在患难当中就是要这样子。互相的陪伴呢。
This is a beautiful thing that they would do when the people were suffering, that they would be with each other.
你看第希伯来书第十章。
Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯来书第十章。
Hebrews chapter 10.
第十章他我们看第三十二节。
Verse 32.
希伯来书十章三十二节说。你们要追念往日蒙了光照以后所忍受大征战的各样苦难。
32. Remember those earlier days after you have received the light, when you stood your ground in a great contest in the face of suffering.
33说，一面被毁谤，遭患难，成了戏景，叫众人观看；一面陪伴那些受这样苦难的人。
33. Sometimes you were publicly exposed to the insult and persecution. At other times, you stood side by side with those who were so treated.
那所以这个第三十三节，他特别提到说，其实我们今天在这个信仰生活当中，特别在遇到患难的时候，其实我们有时候会遇到自己本身遇到患难，那我们也会去想要去陪伴那些受这样患难的人。
So it tells us that in our lives, sometimes when we face trials, and we see other people facing trials, we want to stand with them because we remember what happened to us.
那这个患难本身都是有神的用意、神的旨意的。
And there are God's will in all these sufferings and trials.
他这里特别提到说，陪伴那些受这样苦难的人。
It says to be with those who are so treated.
那所以今天我们如果在苦难当中哦，其实我们最期待有人陪我们。
So you see that when we are in suffering, what we really want is someone to be with us.
那就是说，让他不会觉得孤单。
So that we won't feel alone.
我们在想。
So we think.
如果约伯他受苦，在这一段这么大巨大的那个变化当中。
If Job in his great suffering and this great change in his life.
当然，这个事情我们只能够想象，事情没办法这样发生，因为 历史就是先定。他的三个朋友如果来了，他们都不讲话，会有什么结果？
Of course, you know, we can only try to think of what would happen since this had already happened. But if the Job's friend came and just sat with him silently for 7 days, what was the result?
他们就听耶伯讲话就好。
They would hear what Job had to say.
那其实耶伯这个苦难最后还是过去。
And Job's suffering would still pass.
哦，因为这个是苦难从神来的。
Because this suffering is from God.
当神给耶伯的考试如果过了之后，其实这个苦难也会好的。
So if Job passed the test that God gives, then the suffering will be better.
但是现在神他感动他这个三个朋友来了。
So God moved his three friends to come.
我的意思是说，如果他这个三个朋友不知道耶伯受苦了。
What I'm trying to say is, if these three friends did not know that Job was suffering.
那耶伯他这个苦，他最后其实神也是要给他祝福，最后也是给他祝福。
At the end, God will still bless Job in after his suffering.
因为耶伯的生命是用来荣耀神的。
Because Job's life was used to glorify God.
他不管怎么样，他不会离弃神，他不会弃掉神，像撒旦所说的。
No matter what happened, he would not forsake God, and like what Satan accused him of.
他还是会坚持对神的这个信靠。
He would stand firm and have God as his reliance.
那这个三个朋友说不知道，他们不来了。耶伯他这个他这个信仰也是一定坚持得住的。
So if these three friends had not come, Job would still have a strong faith to the end.
可是现在神他让耶伯这个受苦的消息传到他三个朋友的耳中了。
But God let the news of Job's suffering go to his three friends.
那三个朋友基于对耶伯的爱心呢，他们想要来安慰他。
And Job's three friends had love, and they wanted to comfort Job.
那所以他们来了，其实也有神要他们做的工作，要学的功课。
So they came, and God also had his homework assignment for them to learn.
那他们就是要让他们看到这样一个情景，其实这是以前他们所没有经历过，没有人有这样的经历的。
And this is not something that they have seen. This is something that no one has ever seen.
那就是这个在说明，今天我们在彼此关心的时候。有时候别人所经历的是我们没有经历过的。
So it tells us that sometimes when we want to comfort other people, what they experience is something that we have not experienced.
那我们自己如果没有经验，我们就要很小心的，不要用我们自己过去有的已经是很极限的经验去延伸，然后去告诉这个在大苦难当中应该怎么样做，你才这样才对。
So if we have not experienced the same situation as that person, we should not take what we think about our previous experience as different and tell that person in suffering what to do.
那这个时候最关键的是要注意陪伴跟倾听这两件事情。
So what we need to emphasize on is being a companion for them and to listen to them.
哦，因为就是要跟像这样的在受苦的人一起悲伤而已啊。
We need to just be sorrowful with them.
你看那个罗马书第十二章吗？
If you look at Romans chapter 12,
罗马书第十二章。
Romans chapter 12,
第十二章，他在第我们看第十五节哈。
Romans chapter 12, verse 15.
十二章第十五节。
12:15.
以喜的人要同乐，以哀哭的人要同哭。
Rejoice with those who rejoice, mourn with those who mourn.
哦，所以这个以哀哭人同哭啊。就是跟他陪伴而已。
So when mourn with those who mourn means that you are being a companion to someone who's suffering.
了解说他现在的苦，有时候是我们因为我们没有经验，我们不知道。
To know that they are suffering, and sometimes we don't have that same experience, so we don't know.
所以这里这种有同理的心，跟他一起同哀哭、同喜乐，这是需要学习的。
So we have the same heart with them to rejoice when they rejoice and mourn when they mourn, and this is something we need to learn.
现在耶伯他三个朋友他们来了，他看到耶伯的情景，其实他们一开始是陪伴他而已。
So Job's three friends came, and the original goal was just to be their companion.
其实他们都很好。
Actually, they're all pretty good.
问题就是在于他开始讲话就开始出问题。
The problem came only when they opened their mouth to speak.
因为他们说的话又真的没有，因为他不了解事情怎么一回事，所以他们不知道天上所发生的事。他用人间的逻辑去推论，结果推论错误。
They did not understand the situation. They did not know what had happened in heaven. So they used their own thinking and reasoning to push their theories out.
那他们在听。 倾听约伯所说的话的时候，他们又开始在想说约伯你到底怎么都没有听进去我们讲的话。
And then after they heard Job's words, they kept saying to Job, why are you not listening to us?
哦，所以这里你看今天要陪伴，这就出于爱心，那这是我们应该要学习的，因为这个就是圣经说的要彼此相爱的一个具体做法。
So today become a companion is an act of love, and this is something we need to learn, for the Bible said we need to love each other.
那现在陪伴为了安慰，所以现在我们要注意讲话到底应该怎么讲。
But after companionship, we have to watch our words to see what we're saying.
那就像约伯说的，他朋友讲完话之后，约伯说，我真的很希望说你们就只有倾听，听我说就好，你们不要讲。
Just like what Job was saying, he was telling his friends, I wish you would just listen to me, not talk, just listen.
所以现在有一个很重要的功课我们要学习，就是我们要怎么样去听别人说话。
So an important lesson we need to learn is, how do we listen to what other people are saying?
那特别是在受苦的人，那我们应该要听出他们的信息。
Especially those who are suffering, we need to listen to what their heart is saying.
你看，今天神给我们每个人有不同的遭遇，我们有不同的经验。
Everyone have, God has given all of us a different type of life and experience.
比如说哥林多后书第一章。
For example, in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, it says,
哥林多后书第一章。
2 Corinthians chapter 1,
第四节。
Verse 4.
哥林多后书第一章第四节。
2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4.
我们在一切患难中，他就安慰我们，叫我们能用神所赐的安慰去安慰那遭各样患难的人。
Who comforts us in our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God?
其实我们知道最后的安慰一定是从神来，因为神的安慰才是最直接而且最有效，因为他知道我们为什么受苦。
The last and final comfort comes from God because only God knows why we're suffering, and only He can comfort us.
那我们如果接受了神的安慰，那接下去我们就知道能够用神所赐的安慰去安慰那遭各样患难的人。
So after we have received comfort from God, we can use that comfort we receive to comfort other people.
这个就是今天神让我们遭遇各种事情都有他的用意的。
And this is why God let us have different experiences in our life.
那也就是让我们去借这个苦难去建立跟神的关系。
They have different uses, and we can use our suffering to build our relationship with God.
那当我们越认识神之后，那我们对。周遭 所发生的事情，不管是在我们自己的身上还是在别人身上，我们就比较能够用神的角度去看事情。
And the more we learn, does not matter whether suffering happens to us or other people, we can actually look at it from the point of view of God.
那最后我们所做的工作才会有效果，才造就人。
So our work can actually be effective and can be beneficial to other people.
那我们都知道，今天我们人跟人的这个沟通当中，离不开说话跟倾听两件事。
We know it's difficult to separate the talking and the listening.
所以人的沟通之间的艺术就是说跟听的艺术。
So, to converse with someone else, it has two steps, which is to listen and to talk.
那通常我们都是要先会听话，才有办法说话。
And oftentimes we need to listen first before we talk.
就好像小孩子在学话也是这样子啊。
And that's what happened when little kids, when they're learning to talk.
婴孩他一定先听妈妈、父母亲旁边人在讲话。
An infant will listen to his mother's words and the words of those around him.
他听了，他就在学。那等到时间到了，他就讲出来，他就讲出父母亲所讲的话了。
He listens quietly and he's learning. And when the time is right, he will say the words that he learned from his parents.
所以要先听才会说。
So you see that we need to listen first, and then we speak.
那听也要听得懂别人在讲什么。
And when we listen, we have to understand what the other person is saying.
所以小孩子有时候他在学的时候，他有时候是听，但是他不懂在讲什么意思啊。
For example, some children will listen, but they do not understand what the adults are saying.
但他记住说哦，这个话可以这样讲。
But they will remember, oh, this is how you use this phrase.
所以有时候孩子一开口讲话。你会觉得说、哦、他怎么会讲出这种话 他也不知道这个话什么意思。
So sometimes the kids will use some phrases and we will think, how does this kid know how to say this? It's because they heard it and remembered.
因为他听了，但是他不见得知道你讲话的人这个话是什么意思，要在什么时候讲，他不会分辨，所以他就随便说嘛，他在练习。
But, they don't necessarily understand the phrase, so they don't know how to use it appropriately, and he will just say it. He's practicing his speech.
那就是因为这样，所以这个孩子会我们觉得很可爱，很天真。
And that's why we would think that the children are so cute and innocent.
那我们对那小孩子他所有话讲错了，我们不会觉得说啊你怎么这样，我们不会生气的，我们觉得好像会哈哈大笑啊。有时候会觉得说，哎，这样子还有很有趣。
In fact, sometimes we will find it amusing. We won't yell at them, but we will laugh and think that they are so funny.
但是如果我们成人这样的话，那就很糟糕了。
But if an adult does this, then that's a terrible. That's terrible.
我们现在要懂得怎么听话，而且要听得懂别人在讲什么话。
That is why we should learn how to listen and to understand what the other person is saying.
那当我们仔细的听之后，我们才有办法说出真正有造就的话语。
If we listen carefully, then we can truly speak words of encouragement.
所以圣经，你看在雅各书第一章里面，它提醒我们说，我们要快快的听，慢慢的说。
That is why in James it tells us we must be quick to listen and slow to speak.
那我们看这一节，这一节我们在常常在有关生活上常会用到的。
Why don't we read this verse together? For this is something we use quite often in our daily life.
雅各书一章十九节。
James chapter 1 verse 29.
我亲爱弟兄们，这是你们所知道的，但你们个人要快快的听，慢慢的说，啊，慢慢的动怒。雅各书一章十九节。
雅各书。
各书一章十九节，这里特别提到说要快快听，要慢慢说，慢慢动怒。
Here it specifically tells us we have to be quick to listen and slow to speak.
那表示说，有时候也许别人他说的话真的是错，或者是说不应该讲，你会觉得说我应该纠正他，但就算要纠正，也要慢慢说啊。
So sometimes we have to say, we have to be careful.
I'm sorry. 就是有时候我们会听到别人讲的话嘛。
Sometimes we listen to what other people are saying.
要快快的听，要听得懂他讲什么。
We have to be quick to listen to understand what he's saying.
那接下来你要慢慢的说。
But then we have to be slow to speak.
就算对方所说的话你听到了真的是有错，要说的时候也要慢慢的纠正。
And even if the other person says something that's wrong, you have to slowly listen to him and slowly correct him.
其实我们如果看约伯记，约伯他跟他三个朋友对话里面
，If you look at Job and his conversation with his three friends,
其实约伯他内心里面是非常的痛苦的。
You could see that Job was suffering in his heart.
那因为他在受苦当中，所以他之前就跟他朋友说：“我在苦，有时候我不知道我在讲什么。”
He even said to his friend, "I'm in such sorrow that sometimes I don't know what I'm saying."
他有时候他想说，我干脆死掉算了，不要活了。
In fact, he would say, "Perhaps it's better for me to die than to live."
那我们听到他这样讲的时候，就知道说，他真的已经痛苦到，已经觉得说生不如死，这样的经验是我们自己没有的。
And his experience that it is better to die than to live, that's not an experience that we have.
那这个时候其实要能够去体会，有那个同理心说，说他真的很痛苦，所以有时候讲话。不太正常，就不要一直去追究他的话。你怎么可以这样讲
？So sometimes we know that somebody is in great suffering, so maybe he's saying words that he doesn't know, and we can't keep rebuking, saying, "Why are you saying this?"
我们就想说，约伯在讲，看他朋友在讲话，其实神都在旁边听呢。
Actually, when Job and his three friends are talking, God was on the side listening.
那个神一句话都不讲。
And God did not say a word.
有时候约伯甚至说我要找神理论，然后神怎么可以这样对待我？哇，实在是，他觉得他自己很有理。
Sometimes Job feels like he's in the right, and he says, "You know, I wish God would talk to me and reason with me."
你就在想，其实约伯他讲的话，他都针对神在讲的。
Actually, the words that Job was speaking was really speaking toward God.
因为他知道是神对待他这样子。
Because he knew that it was God who's treating him this way.
他就想不懂，说我为什么会这么受苦？我明明做得很好，但是。就不知道神为什么要这样让我遭遇这一些啊。
And he couldn't understand why he was in such circumstances because he felt that he had done everything right and why is God treating him that way?
他当时候在讲这些话，其实神都知道，神都听着嘛哈。
So all these words that he was speaking, God was listening and hearing it.
现在这些朋友哈，他们就忘记了神在旁边，他们就想说，反正你现在讲，就在给你修正。神一句话都不讲，那朋友讲了一堆话。
So these three friends did not remember that God was listening, and they felt that they have to correct all Job's words.
他们甚至要替神说话。
In fact, they felt like they have to say words.
所以他们最后变成一个做法，就是他们议论神，议论错误。
So they were reasoning like they thought the God well, but it was a wrong type of reasoning.
那这个就严重了。
And this is very serious.
因为他们现在是看到约伯的受苦。
They see God, Job's suffering.
他们用他们的逻辑去判断啊，你看神这样对你，一定是因为你有错，是因为你犯罪，所以神对你，神是对的啊。那你为什么不承认？你为什么不要改变？
So they're using their own concept to say that you are meeting with this because you have sinned, so why don't you confess your sin and repent to God?
因为他们抓住神的公义，是的，神不容许罪恶存在。
Because they grasp hold of God's righteousness, and that's true, God does not let the wicked go.
他们抓住一个原则，没有错，神是洁净的，是绝对的。那我们今天世人在神面前不可能称义，也不可能是完全洁净，所以我们难免有错。所以他们就认为说神是完全公义，完全圣洁。
They grab a concept that God is truly absolute just and righteous, and that is true. And they grab the concept that God will not let those who do wrong go.
可是这跟约伯受苦没有关系啊，不一样的。
But this type of concept is has nothing to do with Job. It's totally
different. 不是因为约伯他去沾染了污秽了神的圣洁，或者是没有执行神的公义，都不是这个原因。
Job was not suffering because he had done something wrong or he had to go straight from God.
是因为神有更高的旨意，是我们人不知道的。
Because God had a much higher goal for Job that we do not know.
是要用约伯的生命去荣耀，又透过这个方式荣耀神的。
He wanted to use this way to glorify God.
结果他的朋友就一直要议论约伯，议论神呢。
But his friends, you could see, was trying to reason like this for Job and for God.
这是为什么最后神向他这三个朋友生气
？That is why at the end God was angry with his three friends.
因为最后他们约伯，神说你们这三个人，你们议论我不如我的仆人约伯。
And God said at the end, you three have not spoken of me right as my servant Job has.
所以有时候我们你看陪伴的时候，我们会想要站在神的角度里面去说人的事情。
So sometimes when we're a companion, we want to stand in the position of God to talk about man's things.
那就是忘记了，其实神他知道，今天神他可以，他会说话的，他有他的时间，神有他的计划要怎么执行，神都掌握的。
And we're forgetting God. God will speak when the time is right. God will act when the time is right. Everything is in His hands.
所以我们现在要陪伴的这个做法。其实为了安慰一定要小心我们要怎么样听要如何说
So this method if we want to be a companion we have to be very careful about how we listen and how we speak
那这样子那个我们所陪伴的人他才真的能够得到帮助
So that the person that we are companion with can receive a lot of benefit
因为耶伯他一直要他的朋友说你们要可怜我
Because Job keep pleading with his friend, please pity me.
你看第十九章的第二十一节。
Let's look at Job chapter 19.
十九章二十一节。
Verse 21.
我的朋友啊，可怜我，可怜我，因为神的手攻击我。
Have pity on me, my friends. Have pity, for the hand of God has struck me.
所以这里其实在提醒我们说，我们要对人要有同理心。
So you can see that we should have a heart of pity toward other people.
有时候神他在这个人身上他所做的工作。他在让他受苦，神有他的用意，我们不要错解了。
So we should not wrong other people, for sometimes God have His own reasoning and His own ways of doing things.
那请听，就让对方说，我们就听他说就好了。
We just stop and let the other party speak while we listen.
努力去体会这个说话的人本身他的痛苦。
And we try our best, try to imagine what kind of suffering they're in.
那这样子我们。在斟酌要说什么话的时候，才会说的合宜，话才会合宜，美好。
So then our words, when we do speak, will be appropriate and will be beautiful for the situation.
箴言里面呢，他这一句话告诉我们说，话讲的好的话就很美，很有用。箴言二十五章。
That's why in Proverbs 25 it says, "Words when spoken correctly, how beautiful it will be."
箴言二十五章的第十一节。
Proverbs chapter 25, verse 11.
箴言二十五章十一节说：“一句话说的合宜，就如金苹果在银网这里。”
A word aptly spoken is like apples of gold and settings of silver.
所以其实说话，请听就在这里，就是我们会要真的听出了对方他的心，然后去试着体会神他的作为。那我们要斟酌在何时能够说出什么话。
So when this is the art of speaking, that first we need to listen very carefully and try to imagine and experience what this person is feeling, And then at the appropriate time, we say the appropriate words.
那我们要小心，不要用我们的观点去套在对方的情况下。
But we have to be careful not to use our experience to transfer it on this other person.
我们要愿意站在对方的立场去体会他的苦。
We have to stand in his place to understand the type of suffering he's going through.
那这个叫做同理心。
And then this is being of one heart with him.
那这样子的陪伴才是真的会有造就。
And this type of companionship will truly be edifying.
愿我们都能够从约伯他的三个朋友他们所留下的这些见解得到一些提醒。
So I hope that we can all be learn from all these experiences and teachings recorded in the Bible about Job's three friends.
把握住他们所留下美好的作为，他们真的是想要去陪伴约伯，要安慰他的。
We can grasp hope of their original goal, which was lovely. They loved Job and wanted to be a companion to him.
那我们更小心我们要仔细的听，要谨慎说话。
But we have to be careful and listen carefully and watch our words.
那这样子，我们这样的互相之间的这种彼此相爱，那陪伴就能够造就对方，造就自己。
Then our mutual love and companion will be edifying to other people and to us.
我们一起默祷。
Let us all bow our hands, praying silence.